There's a very common shaila that comes up in Hilchos Ma'aser K'sofim, and that is, when do you make your cheshbon to give ma'aser? A person makes a certain amount of money, and he then has to pay off a lot of taxes. There's property taxes, there's sales taxes, there's income taxes. Do you have to make the cheshbon of ma'aser based off the money before giving taxes? And therefore your cheshbon towards ma'aser will be a higher amount? Or can you make this cheshbon after already giving off the taxes, and now you are left with a certain sum of money, which is much less because you already gave off all the money to taxes, now you make the cheshbon of how much ma'aser you owe? That's the question that many places can grapple with, and that is, can I make the cheshbon towards ma'aser, how much ma'aser I have to give after already cheshboning the deduction of giving taxes or not? For instance, just as an example, if let's say a person makes $1,000, to make the matter very simple, and $100 from the $1,000 goes towards taxes, and he's giving, let's say, a tenth to ma'aser, does he make the cheshbon of ma'aser based on the income of $1,000? Or can he say that since $100 of the $1,000 is going to taxes, so we only have to give a tenth of the $900? So that's the shaila. So there's a gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tes that says that even when a goy forces you to give money towards the government, even when, let's say, taxes is collected against your will, it has the status in some regard like tzedakah. That's the Gemara's drasha on Daf Tes, Omer Aleph. And the Gemara says, Omer Elazar, Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim odom shekel shiklo yom eskapeloi, achshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayim im ois in tzedakah muto vim lav, says the Gemara. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is no longer in existence, if a person gives tzedakah, good, v'im lav, and if not, the goyim come and take it against your will. Says the Gemara, though, v'afal pikein, even though goyim are going to come and take your money against your will, nechshev lahen l'tzedakah, shnemer v'neg shayich tzedakah. The Pasuk teaches us that even though it's being taken against your will, it has the status of tzedakah. And the Marasha explains why. Because when the government takes away the money from the Asher, he's really taking it tachas the ani. He's taking it in lieu of the ani. He's taking it on behalf of the ani, so to speak, because now the ani is not going to have to spend this money. And therefore, it has the status of tzedakah, because the Asher, when giving taxes, is in some regard saving the ani from having to give tzedakah, or from having to give money to the government. Now, the question is, how literally do we take this Gemara that tells us that in some regard, the taking bal karchoi of the government from this person is considered in some respects like tzedakah? So the Taz in Hilchos Tzedakah says that a person might think, if let's say I make $1,000 and $100 goes to taxes, so I should say that it has the status of tzedakah, so that could be my ma'aser. So I won't have to give any ma'aser. A tenth of $1,000, which has to go to ma'aser, is going to the government, and that's tzedakah. So it's tzedakah. It's b'makom the ani. It's going towards the ani. It's benefiting the ani. So therefore, I don't have to give any tzedakah, because the taxes are considered tzedakah. So the Taz says, not so fast. The Taz says that even though the Gemara calls it tzedakah, nevertheless, we assume that it's not considered the full-fledged tzedakah that one is required to give, and therefore you cannot assume that the money that you're paying for taxes is considered like tzedakah in the full status of tzedakah, and therefore you cannot deduct it from ma'aser. You can't say that this taxes is considered like paying money to ma'aser. However, Zokt Arachayim HaKadosh in Rishon Letzion says the Arachayim HaKadosh, even though we don't assume that if you make $1,000, we say that if you're giving 100 to the government, so it, since it's like tzedakah, so that is your payment, that's a fulfillment of your payment to Meiser, you're giving a tenth away. Nevertheless, since the Gemara does call the taxes that you pay tzedakah, the Meila says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, if a person does make, let's say, $1,000, and $100 is going to the government, is going to taxes, since it's like tzedakah, we deduct it from your Meiser Cheshbon, and therefore you only have to make a Meiser payment from the $900 that you're left with after giving the money to the government, and you don't have to make the Cheshbon before the giving out of taxes. You don't have to give from $1,000. If you're giving $100 to the government, you only have to give a tenth from the $900. Azoy zok the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. However, even though the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh seems to say that since the Gemara calls giving taxes tzedakah, because the Maisa, it's benefiting the Aniyim, nevertheless, there's a machlekes ha-poiskim, a machlekes between Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe and the Minchas Yitzchak, how far to take this special heter of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh to make the cheshbon for giving Maiser only after taxes is given out. Rav Moshe was asked about this idea of perhaps making a cheshbon of Maiser after giving out from taxes. And Rav Moshe makes a chilek between the different types of taxes a person has to pay. Says Rav Moshe, if a person has to pay property taxes, sales taxes, every other tax besides income tax, says Rav Moshe, you have to make the cheshbon for giving Meiser before deducting the taxes. Rav Moshe is machmer. And Rav Moshe brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Dalet, where the Gemara says, Misha onsoi beis hamelech gornoi. If, let's say, the Beis HaMelech comes and forces you to pay up some type of choiv, the halacha is you can't make your cheshbon of Meiser after giving out that money. It's something that you have to consider part of your cheshbon of Meiser, and therefore it doesn't help you when they take away your money for taxes. Rav Moshe learns that the case of Onsei Beis HaMelech is talking about taxes. And Melech says, Rav Moshe, over there it's a clear Mefurish Gemara that says that Onsei Beis HaMelech, the halacha is, you have to give Meiser from the money that you had before giving the money to the government. Before the Melech took away your Tvua, before the Melech took away your property. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, you see clearly from the Gemara that the money that you're Mechuyev to give to the government is considered like paying off a chayv. It's like you owe them money, because the government has the right to put taxes on the individuals living in their country. And since they have a right to do so, so it's like you're paying off your chayvis. So would you say that when you make the cheshbon for Meiser, only after I pay off my chayvis from the money that I'm left with, that I'm going to make the cheshbon of Meiser with? Obviously not. That's part of your requirements that you have with all of the money that you make during the course of the year. And since you have to give this as a chayv, just like you have to give to your baal chayv that you borrowed money from, so too you have to give money for taxes to the government, since they have a right to charge you taxes. And mebeila, it's like a regular chayv, and therefore you have to make the cheshbon of Meiser based on the money that includes the paying of taxes. And you cannot say that I'll only make the cheshbon of Meiser after giving off the taxes. However, says Rav Moshe, that's only with respect to the regular taxes, such as property taxes, sales taxes, etc. But income tax, you could assume that you don't cheshbon that with Meiser, and only after you pay off your income tax do you make a cheshbon of Meiser, for the very simple reason that it's not considered income. The entire point is that this is an income tax. That means what you got as income, as revach, we consider it your money, and therefore you have to pay Meiser from. But this is not considered income. This is not considered revach, since you have to pay it to the government. So that, we could say, is not really revach. It's not really income, because it's a tax that goes right at the front before you have a chance to pocket the money. And therefore, income tax, in fact, you could pay up and then make the cheshbon of Meiser. But when it comes to the other taxes, it's like regular chayvis to the government. The government is just like any other baal chayv, and he brings a raya from the Gemara and getting daf mandalat, and therefore you cannot make the cheshbon of Meiser after paying up those taxes. The Minchas Yitzchak, though, disagrees with Rav Moshe, and the Minchas Yitzchak holds that this Rishon Litzion, the Archaim HaKadosh, is not Mechalik, and he basically calls it Tzedakah when it comes to all types of taxes. And just like by income tax, it has the halachic status of Tzedakah, and therefore we say that you don't have to Cheshbon the Meiser before giving it out. You could be Mekel, and you could say that after paying the taxes, that's how we determine your income, and from that money you pay Meiser. So too, when it comes to the other taxes, there's no distinction, and says the Minchas Yitzchak, most places are mashma, not like Ramesha. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, Lamaisa Ramesha has a very cogent argument, and he has arrived from the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Dalet, that you have to be machmer, but Lamaisa, the Paiskim, seem to disagree. So it seems to be a machlekes HaPaiskim. Ramesha is in Yerodea, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel, and the Minchas Yitzchak is in Chelek Hey, Simen Lamed Dalet. Lamais the Minchas Yitzchak paskins that even though Rav Moshe makes a very strong argument, if it's a shas adchak, if a person's struggling and it's difficult for him to pay the meiser funds, then you could be soimich on the other paiskim, and you could assume that with respect to all taxes, you could make the cheshbon for meiser after paying off the taxes and not before. That's what the Minchas Yitzchak says. But however, he does say that the best eitzah is to stipulate when you start to give meiser that you're not going to give meiser until I already pay off all my taxes. In other words, we paskin like the Bach. There's a machlekes hapoiskim, whether there's a chiv me'ikir adin to pay meiser ksofim, or me'ikir din is no chiv, and the chiv mideraisa and the chiv miderabanan only exists by meiser tvul. And there are actually three opinions in the paskin. Some paskin hold that there's a chiv mideraisa as well by Meiser Ksofen. Some Paiskim hold, there's the sheet of the Taz, that it's a Chiyuv Midrabanon by Meiser Ksofen, and the Chiyuv Midrais is only by Meiser Tvua. However, the Iker Lahalocha is like the Bach. We pass in like the Bach, that the entire concept of Meiser Ksofen is only a Minig Ba'alma. It's only a custom. It's not Me'iker Adin. So if a person gives three times, or gives one time with the intention of continuing La'ilam, and he doesn't make any tanai, then he's mechuyev now, because if a person is noyeg a minig toiv, then he becomes obligated to keep up that minig. However, if he stipulates when he gives the meiser ksof and me'ikara that I'm only doing it al tanai, I'm only being mechayev myself on certain conditions, those conditions are valid and they actually go into effect. So therefore, says the Minchas Yitzchak, the best thing that a person should do is he should stipulate when he begins to give Meiser Ksofim that he only wants to give Meiser Ksofim in a way where he's deducting the amount of money he pays to taxes. And after already shelling out the money for the taxes, then he's going to make the Cheshbon for Meiser, and therefore the Cheshbon for Meiser will come out less. So again, L'chatchila, halacha l'maisa, l'chatchila, a person should try to be choshish for a Moshe. And therefore, if he doesn't make a tanai me'ikara, then he should try to give money to Meiser before deducting from the money that you pay for taxes. But even Rav Moshe agrees that by income tax you could deduct it. Masha enkein, b'shas hadchak, and other extenuating circumstances, a person can perhaps be seibich on the other paiskim that say that with respect to all types of taxes, you could be mekel, and you could assume that you only make the cheshbon of meiser after deducting from the tashlumin to the government for taxes.